Antoni Gaudí, the man who built the Sagrada Familia.
People will always remember me because of the strange and wonderful buildings I designed in Barcelona. My huge basilica there is not finished, but it is one of the world's most famous churches. I was born on the 25th of June, 1852, in the town of Raus, in Catalonia. Catalonia is in Spain, near the border with France. My parents, Francesc and Antonia Gaudí, were people with strong religious beliefs, and they were happy to be Catalonians. I was their fifth child, and my full name was Antoni Plàcid Guillem Gaudí I Cornet. My childhood was unusual. I couldn't walk or run easily because I had a rheumatic illness. My illness was painful and there was no cure for it. My parents tried to help me with my problems, but I had to rest a lot. When I was 11 years old, I was able to attend the religious school in our town. I enjoyed my studies there. I was very interested in geometry, and I was very good at art. Soon, I realized that I wanted to become an architect. In 1868, we moved to Barcelona, the capital city of Catalonia. My father sold some of our family's land to pay for my higher education. Soon, I was able to study at the Architectural College in Barcelona. I didn't win any important prizes there. In fact, I was an average student. But that didn't worry me. My great interest was in the creative design of buildings, and some of my teachers didn't understand that. I was interested in building with stone and with bricks. But I was also interested in the extra things that made a building special. Metalwork, woodwork, painting on glass, and ceramics. While I was a student, I worked for several architects in our city. The one who taught me most was called Jean Martorell. He was my best teacher. And he was also a man who knew many important people in Barcelona. We became friends, and he helped me later in my life. When my time at the college was finished, I had to join the army, like all young men at that time. For 3 years, from 1875, I was a soldier. But I was ill for most of my military service, so I was able to continue my studies. Although I was a soldier, I had a strong belief in peace. But I also had strong beliefs in two other things: the rights of working people and the future of Catalonia. I didn't believe that the Spanish national government was listening to us. Our Catalonia needed more strong voices. When I started to design buildings, I did a lot of research. At that time, the 19th century architects who had started to use medieval styles again interested me most. I was especially interested in their use of the Gothic style, but I was also interested in Eastern design and in the most recent kind of Spanish modernist architecture. This style also used ideas from Gothic architecture, but in a new way. I worked in all these styles. However, when I finally created my personal style, it was nature that inspired me. I used the shapes of plants as my models for the shapes of my buildings. People called it my organic style because of these plant shapes. My most famous works were built in this organic style. At the beginning of my career, the government of the city of Barcelona gave me a design job. Some of the streetlights on Plaza Real in the city were designed by me. But my first big architectural project was for the Mataró Workers' Cooperative. I designed some workers' houses, as well as a factory and some offices. The project wasn't completed, but people began to know about me. At about the same time, I designed some furniture which was shown at the Paris World Fair in 1878. There were fairs like this in several cities in the late 19th century. People came from all over the world to see the exhibitions which these cities arranged. In Paris that year, I met Eusebi Güell, a rich Catalonian businessman who became a good friend and an important client. Soon I was busy with buildings in and around Barcelona. Many assistants with different skills worked for me. I designed many buildings in my life, but I also designed the things that surrounded them. I liked to create gardens and parks round my buildings, and I liked to use local kinds of stone in these parks and gardens. In that way, I could join the building to the park and the park to the local geology. This part of an architect's work is called landscaping, and I believed that it was very important. The inside of a building was as important for me as the outside. For this reason, I always wanted to design the furniture which my clients put in my buildings. I believed that designing furniture was a big part of an architect's job. And I always tried to include the services, water pipes, gas pipes, electric wires, inside the walls of my building. I won the largest project of my life because Jaume Martorell was my friend. This project was the design of a huge church. This Basilica y Temple Expiatore de la Sagrada Familia was also for Barcelona. Martorell knew that I was the right person for this job, and he told the Basilica's patrons about me. In 1883, I was asked to be the architect. I started work at once on this project, which was going to be the center of my life for as long as I lived. For 43 years, I worked on the church of the Sagrada Familia. For most of that time, it wasn't the whole of my life. I continued to work on many other architectural projects as well. My most important clients for these were Eusebi Güell and his family. They commissioned many buildings and designs from me, but there were lots of other clients too. In those years, I designed a large number of important buildings. Some of the most famous of these are the Palau Güell, the Bishop's Palace in Astorga, the Casa Mila, and the Casa de los Botines in León. The Casa de los Botines was a huge building with shops and offices and apartments above them. And in 1888, I had a commission which allowed more people from outside Spain to see my work. In that year, there was a world fair in Barcelona. My job was to design the Transatlantic Company's building for the fair. In the same year, work had begun on the Colonia Güell. This was a large project outside Barcelona. It included a factory with workers' houses. Several different architects designed parts of the project. After the factory and houses were finished, Eusebi Güell commissioned a design for a church from me. Building started, but the work was slow. Unfortunately, the church was never completed. In 1918, Arsevi died, and his sons stopped the building work. I worked on many small projects, as well as my big jobs. I could do this because I had a large team of assistants. I continued to work for private clients and companies, as well as for the Roman Catholic Church. I enjoyed working on these projects. But by 1910, all of my time was spent on the Sagrada Familia. Barcelona already had a cathedral. This new building, the Church of the Holy Family, was different. It was for the religious people of the city, but also for all religious people everywhere. In fact, I wanted it to be a church for people without religious beliefs, too. It had to be a building that tourists could come to look at. It had to be a building that its patrons could love. Soon, the Basilica became my second home. Some people said that it was my first home. In fact, in the last year of my life, I lived in a studio on the site of the church. People often said that the work on the Basilica was taking a very long time. "My client is not in a hurry," I replied. I meant that God was my client. My beliefs gave me a strong wish to continue with the work year after year. The design was very complicated. There were towers like huge, tall plants. There will finally be 18 of them. And the pillars inside the church were like a forest of strange trees. It was a complicated design, but I knew that I was making a very special building, and I wanted people to visit it from every part of the world. For me, the end came one evening in 1926. I was walking to a church to say my prayers. I was crossing the Gran Via, a wide road in Barcelona. I was thinking of my work, and I didn't see a tram coming towards me. The driver of the tram wasn't able to stop in time. For me, there was no time to say goodbye. But there was no need to say anything. Everyone in the workshops was busy. My team of builders, sculptors, and painters all knew my wishes. The metal workers knew what to do. The younger architects who helped me understood my design. For year after year, my work has continued. And one day, my basilica will be finished.